Lawson.
Yes, sir, Mr.
President. I'll keep this call confidential, but I just told Charlie Schultz to call. We had lunch with Bob McNamara. We want to go out of business till the 1st of January on any purchasing. We don't mind if some of the suppliers just know the federal government's out of business. Everybody's competing in the market until they can get down on their prices, some lower things. We're just not going to be back and do business with them. And what, even if you run out of toilet paper, well, just let it get around a little bit, and let's just don't buy anything. Let's just close up shop, yeah, go on a vacation, do nothing but sell and get us revenue, because this thing going to run 125, 130 billion this year,
yeah,
with Vietnam running over and Congress running over. So we just, we can't sell any government securities. It's over 6%. We got debt limit, so we're just going to quit buying. McNamara's going to quit buying a lot of stuff in defense, everything but Vietnam.
Well,
and you and Veterans Administration can do the best job. And then you try to conceive of better ways of anything we can sell to get us any revenue. Now, you've got six of your bills still hung up. Any chance of getting them sprung?
Well, I think I was talking with Gordon Neese this morning in the Senate side, and he was giving me a report contrary to Russ Blandford. Got his nose out of joint in the House committee last week and said that Mendel Rivers wasn't going to report out the nickel bill. But Mendel had promised that to me the week before, so I fully expect, and he'll be back from Europe first of the week. And the word I get now is that at the first full committee meeting, he'll report out the nickel. He can't stand the pressure on nickel anyway. So we'll get that, and the Senate, I was assured this morning, would pass it just as soon as he does. And also, it looks like I might get some diamonds, which I didn't think I would get, because the Diamond Syndicate's been fighting that one all along. But I think we'll get some diamonds, and that'll bring us to 21 bills, and that may be as much as we'll get this year.
What are the ones that got you beat on?
Well, they don't amount to much. They're small amounts. One of them that I'd like to get through, but which Symington just won't budge on, because the big aluminum people are fighting, and that's bauxite. They just—they won't budge on it. Harvey Aluminum would like to have it, and the big aluminum companies have more commitments in South American countries than they can take care of anyway, and they just don't want this stuff thrown on the market here. It's going to take some time before we can try to work out something like we did on aluminum, whereby they take the whole thing over a longer period of time.
Well, why don't you tell John Harper, if you don't do it, we're going to have another fight.
Well, that's sure. That's the only way we're going to get it done.
And,
but they are, of course, their aluminum purchases have amazed them as much as it has us. Because, you know, they bought 270,000 tons last year. And since June 30th, they bought another 54,000. It's going to run 500,000. During this calendar year, since so that agreement was signed, 500,000.
What have you got the most of?
Well,
in dollars.
Well, that's the biggest thing in dollars, aluminum. See, that runs something like $769 million dollars alone, and. Metallurgical chromite is another one. It's fairly heavy in terms of value. Copper, of course, still is nearly 300 million, even though we're at only 408,000 tons. But it's a big dollar figure.
Are you making money on aluminum or losing it?
Well, we're making money on aluminum. We're ahead of what we paid for aluminum.
Are you doing that generally?
Oh yeah, I think we ran in that $1 billion. We ran about 5% above what we paid for. It's an up and down proposition, you see, with losses on rubber. But we've been making money on tin. Of course, tin's getting down now, and we aren't selling any tin. We We sold only 140.
How much stuff did you got in the budget to sell this year?
Well, we, because we were shooting for another $1 billion.
You had $1 billion last year, didn't you?
But
did you put $1 billion in the budget sales?
Well, for last year?
No, for this coming year. Beginning July the 1st.
Well, I think we indicated that's what we would do.
You don't know whether that's in my budget or not.
But I don't.
That's in place January.
But I've tried to put out all the flags I could that it wouldn't be possible to get it unless we get some relief on at least four materials. And of course, copper is one of those. And I don't know if we're going to get any copper relief.
Do you have to have a bill to get it?
Well, no, you can release it. And of course, you know there were a couple of small companies that went up in their prices the other day. And it may come to that. There's a lot of speculation about whether it's going to be or not.
Okay, all right, you just quit buying and get us all the money you can.
The biggest increase, Mr. President, we've had in buying, and we're buying pretty heavily. But it's the 90% of the increase is for Vietnam, and I take it that as long as it's for Vietnam, we have to live with it, even though there.
Well, if you got any questionable items, talk to budget about it on
yes,
Vietnam
sir.
Or Bob McNamara.
All right.
Let's just cut everything we can.
I understand.
Okay.
All right.